In fact, the struggle would continue. But the sources agree that Hudaybiyah was a watershed. No previous victory, Fatha, was greater than this, Ibn Ishaq believed. The root meaning of Fatha was opening. The truce had looked unpromising at first, but it opened new doors for Islam. Hitherto, nobody had been able to sit down and discuss the new religion in a rational manner because of the constant fighting and escalating hatred. But now, when there was an armistice and men met in safety and consulted together, none talked about Islam intelligently without entering it, said Ibn Ishaq. Indeed, between 628 and 630, double as many, or more than double as many, entered Islam as ever before. The short, lyrical surah An-Nasr, Help, may have been composed at this time. When the help of God arrived, and the opening, the Fatha, and you saw people joining the religion of God in waves, recite the praise of your Lord and say, God forgive. He is the always forgiving. There was to be no triumphalism, no cry for vengeance. The new era must be characterized by gratitude, forgiveness, and an acknowledgement of the Muslim's own culpability. Hudaybiyah may have improved the position of Islam in the peninsula as a whole, but, like other recent advances, it did little for Muhammad's standing in Medina. Many of the pilgrims, helpers and emigrants alike, continued to feel cheated and resentful. How, the emigrants asked, were they supposed to earn a living if they could no longer attack the Meccan caravans? Muhammad knew that he could not allow this discontent to fester. Somehow, he had to find a way of compensating them without damaging the truce. So, after Hudaybiyah, he directed the Muslims' attention to the north, away from Mecca. Khaybar, the new home of the exiled Jewish tribe of Nadir, was still a danger. The leaders of the settlement continued to stir up hostility to Muhammad among the northern tribes. So, shortly after his return from Hudaybiyah, he set off to besiege the city with an army of 600 men. When the Quraysh heard the news, they were jubilant, certain that the Muslims would be defeated. Surrounded, like Medina, with plains of volcanic rock and defended by seven large fortresses, Khaybar was thought to be impregnable. But the Muslims were able to benefit from the internal strife that signalled the decline of the tribal spirit in Khaybar as it had in Medina. Each of the tribes in Khaybar was autonomous, and they found it impossible to cooperate effectively during the siege. To add to their troubles, the tribes of Ghatafan, whose support they had been expecting, failed to show up. So, after a month, the Jewish elders asked for peace and became vassals of Medina. To seal the agreement, Muhammad took the daughter of his old enemy, Huyai, chief of Nadir, as his wife. The beautiful 17-year-old Safiya was happy to enter Islam, and Muhammad gave stern orders that there were to be no unkind remarks about her father, who had died during the siege. He told Safiya that if any of his other wives taunted her about her Jewish ancestry, she should reply, "My father is Aaron and my uncle is Moses." The marriage expressed the attitude of reconciliation and forgiveness that he was trying to promote. It was time to lay aside the hatred and bloodshed of the past.